This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Time on the Wake Up Call. We are talking to Jake this morning. It's not his real name. This isn't his real voice. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, good morning.
Tell everybody what your dirty little secret is.
Yeah, so my best friend and I have known each other for all of our lives. We grew up together. We went to elementary school together, middle school, high school, college, everything. About 2 years ago, we moved into each other. And it works so well. Over the last 2 years, I have developed not just a platonic love for my friend, but I am in love with him.
Romantic love with him.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Neither one of us are gay. We've both, like, had girlfriends at the same time, and, you know, he almost got married recently, and I don't know what to do. He's the only person I want to spend my time with.
You have had sexual thoughts about him, or that has never crossed your mind?
I want to sleep in the same bed with him. I want to be with him, but it doesn't necessarily have to be sexual.
It doesn't have to be sexual. If you're just joining us, it's the Dirty Little Secret. We're talking to Jake. It's not his real name. He's not gay. His best friend is not gay, but he is in love, romantically love, with his best friend. And how long have you known this? Did you say years?
He's since elementary school.
No. That's how long he's known him. But how long have you, like, felt this way about him?
I mean, it's been brewing for a long time, but I would say definitely over the last 2 years.
Okay.
Do you find yourself being flirtatious with him? Like, has your behavior around him changed at all?
We both are a little flirty with each other.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Interesting.
And you're both single. So, have you...
I don't know if you...
There's part of me that says, like, well, have you told him? But there's no coming back from that.
Right.
Like, that is a point of no return. And honestly, I don't know how I would react to this. Don't get me wrong. I'm a huge ally of the LGBT community. And I have a best male friend that I've known, just like you, for a very, very, very long time. If he ever came out and said that he loved me romantically...
Right.
Obviously, I would never turn my back on him.
Of course.
But I'm not sure how I would react.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, I know you're saying that, like, you can never come back from that. But I don't think you would say the same thing about a male and female best friend. I think if one says to the other that they're in love and the other doesn't feel the same way...
Do you think they can continue just being friends?
Not everybody loves somebody forever. People, you know, especially if, like, nothing ever happens.
Right.
Like, if somebody falls in love with their friend and the friend doesn't have the same feelings, eventually the person has fallen in love will fall out of love. You know, everybody's going to move on with their lives and stuff like that. Awkward, yes.
I don't know if I agree with you on that, but Jake, what scenarios have you played out in your head? If you told him how you feel, how do you foresee that going down?
Yeah, I mean, worst case is he punches me.
Well, do you think that that is a legitimate possibility?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
So for real.
He's not like that. I mean, you know, to be honest with you, the really scary thing is that he tells me that he feels the same way.
Interesting.
I am being honest here. I have never had a sexual encounter with another man. And I am pretty sure that he hasn't either. And I think the thing that scares me the most is that he would just be like, let's do this.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that would be quite a leap for so many reasons.
I mean, your wardrobe just doubled, if that's the case.
If they're the same size.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
we're close.
Interesting. Well, can you please give us an update as to what happens?
Yeah.
Like, I personally,
I almost want this to work for
you. I know.
These crazy
I personally
kids.
Think that I think you should tell him. Don't listen to advice. I'm just kind of speaking into the void. But I think I want you guys, or at least you, I want you to be able to tell him how you feel.
What if, like,
well, that's why
what
I
a
was
story
calling.
That would be?
It'd be beautiful.
It would be beautiful.
Oh, man.
Okay, all well, right. Listen, we're not telling you should, but we're just saying, if you do, please let us know how it goes.
Please.
Yeah, I also, you know, of course, him saying that he feels the same way, but I just, like, I definitely don't want to, I don't want him to be out of my life.
Well,
I don't think that that's
important to me.
If you're anything like me and my best friend, that wouldn't happen. But
yeah.
But it would be different. But it just there'd be a lot of jokes, probably.
Right.
If, you know, if anything. But listen, good luck. It's the Dirty Little Secret on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.